This is episode of it four?
Yeah.
Four. Episode four of Toe Beans in the Pod. For one, apologies, I guess, for kind of lagging.
Yeah, we lagged.
We lagged so much on this episode. With good reason, though, because we have a new place, but no chairs. So we're sitting on the floor of our new place. It's like 12:30 in the morning. This is like literally like the only time that we can do this episode because we're all over the place right now, like trying to just get work wherever we can.
Viva, viva, viva Navidad. Hey!
That's a hint that we got hired by Disney to do the Disney parade, so that's another thing too. We've been
overnight rehearsals,
so we're just like we're exhausted, but which brings us to
more like delirious at this point.
Yeah, that too, like we're like whoa. But that brings us to what we want to talk about on this episode, and that's like finances and budgeting, and especially like within like the musician realm and like the artist realm, because a lot of people say like once you start getting into this world, like a lot of people say, oh no, like there's no money in it, oh there you can't really make a living out of it. Yet here we are, you know, like we got a place. Like honestly, like we're not gonna lie to you either, it definitely by no means was easy. I mean, you can see us right now, we're kind of like really tired and like very like able to stay awake, but like it's possible, you just gotta figure it out. So we just want to talk to you guys about like what you can do as a musician in order to like save up, or how to manage your money wisely, how to be smart about your money, and like where to work and stuff like that. So I don't know if you want to start about like how, like what you did. Let's start like how, what did you do in order to save up money to get this our place?
Well, I guess tip number one, I know it sounds stupid, but actually save money.
Yeah.
Because everyone says that they're going to like save money and they're going to do these things. And then the weekend pops up and then you went out to eat 10 different times in the span of 2 days and now you didn't save money. And those things, you know, they start to become a habit of like saying, well, I'll save money tomorrow, I'll save money later. And honestly, that was me too, like for a while.
Yeah.
Like, so the thing was that when I got to LA, I saw like how expensive everything was, like really quick.
Yeah. Money deteriorates really quickly here.
Yeah. And so I realized here that I was like, shit, I need to save money. Mm-hmm. I need to have money saved up because everything's so expensive around here. Any little accident, you know, I got a flat tire the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That was $100 right there to replace a tire. Just done. One tire, you know. And so I like started realizing, you know, the prices around here, so I was like, and I started to also like come to terms with what I want, like where I want to live, what I want to have in terms of material stuff for now. And then when I added that up, I was like, okay, well, this is like how much money I need for, this is how much money I can get away with right now to get closer to what I want. And then, you know, once you see that, you're trying to like actually save money, and like that's working you towards that a bit quicker, like limit your spending.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I guess I have like a couple accounts, but like, you know, like the account that's on my connected to my debit card, I try to keep that one, you know, lower than the other ones that I don't touch, because then that keeps me from spending money like on stupid stuff. So that's what I do too. Like that's the one I have the least amount of money in, so I don't end up, you know.
Yeah, I think you gotta kind of like trick yourself too.
Yeah.
Like you gotta like kind of little white lie yourself. So like, if you keep your checking account kind of low, it, to a certain extent, it'll make you want to spend less, because like you're like, oh shit, like I'm like going to overdraft.
It also makes you want
to
work more too, a little.
No,
bit.
Yeah, for sure, because you want to keep that money up.
Yeah.
But yeah, save, like, One of the best things I've read is that, like, anytime you get paid, 20% of what, 10% to 20% of what you got paid, put it in savings.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're paying yourself, kind of. And, like, it's weird because
exactly
a lot of,
how it is.
Yeah, a lot of people say, like, oh, like, but then that 20%, like, it should go to, like, things that I organize my bills around. It's like, that's fair, but, like, honestly, like, you'll see that it's not that, it's not that, like, you'll rearrange yourself. Like, you're just kind of tricking yourself. It's, trust me, just try it out, and, like, it'll work. Like, 10% to 20% of what you get paid, put it in savings. Like, always pay yourself.
And I know you were saying how you do the opposite, right?
Yeah, right now, and but I think right now I'm doing that just because of, like, our living situation, like, paying rent and stuff. So now what I'm doing is the opposite. 10 to 20%, I put it in my checkings. The rest I go into savings just so that I know that I have enough for rent for the next month. And then once I accumulate enough for the rent, then I can kind of splurge a little more. Then I can, it's kind of like, so, like, once I get the enough money to pay my rent,
mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, okay, like, I can go out to eat, or I can kind of relax a little bit. Not too much though, because then, like, it's always better to just have extra. So, like,
yeah, it's better, like, to have more than to
me. I'm like, I know me and you both, we're literally, like, we don't want to lie to you and say, like, oh yeah, like, you know, cool, like, we can pay rent, like, we just got a new place, like, it's exhausting. Like, we're literally all over the place right now. We're trying to get work anywhere we can, and, like, that's how it goes. Like, we're saying yes to, like, as much work as we can in order to make sure that we're okay to pay what we have to pay, you know. And, like we said, like, it is possible to live as a musician in Los Angeles starting out. Like, we're nowhere near where we want to be, you know. Like, we're starting out.
I just got here.
Yeah, like, he just got here. I've been here, it'll be 2 years now in January, like, barely starting, like, you know, doing what I want to do. And, like, it's not easy, you know. It's not easy. Like, you have to go through all these, like, little milestones, I guess, like, at the beginning, and take work wherever you can get it. Like, you can't be picky.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say, like, don't just take anything, you know. Like, be smart about it, you know. Like, kind of respect yourself as a musician and know your worth and know when to take the money and when
yeah.
you can get
respect
something
your
better
price,
you know? Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's certain gigs that you're gonna get that it's like, you know,
it's better not to take it because
you can get something better, you know. And
yeah, better opportunities too.
Yeah, so just kind of organize yourselves in that sense. But I think saving is definitely the main thing. Budgeting as well. So, like, me and you both just got this place, and it took us a while to find something that we knew we could afford, based on, like, our what we make. But kind of lost my train of thought. Sorry, we're super sleepy. Budgeting. Yeah, so, like, it's important to know, like, how much you make in order to know how much you can spend on certain things. And I shouldn't even use the word spend for this, because it's, like, it's more investing. Like, I think as a musician and as an artist, you definitely need a creative space. Something that you can have an open mind to. And, like, honestly, like, the room that we were sharing, like, it was really hard to work there.
Mm-hmm.
It was really hard to work there. And it's not that, like, we can't work together. Like, obviously, we do all the time. It's just the fact that it's such a tight space. Like, all of our stuff barely fit there. Like, literally, the environment that you're in also, like, determines how, like, you're thinking here. So, like, our space was just cluttered, not because we were, like, messy or anything. It's just, like,
it was just a lot of stuff.
We just had
space.
It was one room. Like, we were sharing one room, and all our stuff was in there. So it was hard to work because we didn't really have that much space. And it's what we had to do in order to get by, you know, until we found a place, and thankfully we did. But we definitely jumped a tier in, like, our rent payments.
Mm.
But it's worth it in the end. Like, we're gonna have a couple tiers. But, like, that's important for us in order to be able to work and be productive. Like, now both of us have our own rooms. we can do our own stuff and still work together. And like, for example, this podcast, you know, like we have a space to do it comfortably. We don't have reggaeton music bumping in the background, or construction going outside, or people walking in and out. Like, mm-hmm. we have a space now where we can.
It's our private
workspace. Yeah, where we can work comfortably and fully focused on our stuff. Yeah. And like, in order to do that, we had to save and know. We had to basically kind of look around and see what we would be able to afford, but also how much we would have to pay in order to get what we wanted. Because like, what we wanted, we weren't going to find for like what we were paying before.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like, no way. It, there's a little bit of sacrifice in there. Like, and again, it's an investment. Like, you have to be willing to cut spending in other areas in order to invest in something better for yourself that will ultimately help your productivity.
Instead. Yeah.
No.
Well, what a lot of... The one thing is that when you do the saving and the budgeting and stuff, is like to stick to it and realize like what you need and what you want. Do you really need another pair of boots?
No.
Not really.
So I want another pair of boots.
But yeah.
I'm going to lie.
Like, are those $100?
Yeah, like, I have a shoe thing. I have a shoe problem. I'm not going to lie. But
I have are those $100? You know, like, you could be using them somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, cutting costs like that maybe are kind of fun to make, but aren't necessary. Because then, like, you could save those $100, right? You don't need those boots. But you could save those $100, you know, versus spending them, and then now you're still in the cycle of, like, well, I'll save tomorrow.
Yeah, no. Never leave for tomorrow what you can do today.
When I was watching,
like... No mejor mañana. New single.
Check plug it out.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was watching Gary Vee's Instagram.
Yeah.
And right now, and he said that he's like, I hate it when motherfuckers DM me and they're like, hey Gary, how am I supposed to like buy a home?
And then what the fuck is save?
Yeah. And then he's like, well, you don't, because you haven't earned it. Like, you haven't saved money to buy a house. So, and he was like. He was just like, you know how it like goes all crazy. But one of the things that he said, he's like simply, like, if you want to save money and you want other plans, fucking live humbly.
Yeah.
Live humbly. Like, don't live in the $4,000 apartment, you know?
Yeah.
That you don't need. Don't drive that excessive car. Don't wear those excessive boots that you don't need. Like, live, you know, live humbly. That's how we got the place.
Yeah,
we shared a room.
We shared
a tight-ass space. And then that we weren't paying almost anything for rent. So everything that we made could be used to save money to have this, you know?
And you especially saved really quickly. Like, you saved way more quicker than I did. And so, like, you moved in July, and then we just got this place today. Like, today, well, technically today's our move-in date. We moved in a little earlier. Oops. Weren't supposed to, but whatever. But yeah, so like, so November, so July, August, September, October, in 4 months. 4 months, and like, you saved enough. We both saved enough for our own place. And moving isn't cheap, especially in LA. Like, it's crazy how much you have to spend in order to move.
Just to move.
Like, not even rent.
Not even rent. Yeah.
Just to move.
And that's why it's like so competitive here to get a place. Yeah. Like, it's so hard to get a place because so many people are applying to one place. Like, you know, so.
And that's another thing too. Living in LA as a musician and trying to get a place is really fucking hard. Like, it's really hard because a lot of these places like ask for pay stubs. They ask for like credit scores and all this stuff. And our credit scores aren't bad, but we don't have pay stubs. Like, we get paid cash at a lot of the gigs that we do. And it's hard to prove that. Like, people probably think that we sell drugs or something. Like, no, we don't. We just, we're playing like at quinceañeras and we get paid cash. Like, that's how we make our living, you know? And thanks, so we're super thankful that we found this place and the landlords were like super cool with us.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, where are we going with this? Damn, I'm sorry, guys. I'm really super tired.
You were saying how, like, it's not easy to find a place when you're a musician and stuff.
I mean, in general, it's hard here, you know? Yeah, it's hard because it's such a big city that...
But like, it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. You have to search. I think a lot of people don't really... Yeah, exactly. They don't really go dive deep into the search. So yeah. That's why you don't find it.
And we talk about this pretty much in any topic that we do. Like, literally, it's consistency. Like, anything that you do, just keep at it. Like, literally, I would say it was like two or three months where we were like... We probably weren't looking as hard as we should have, to be honest, but it's not that we couldn't, we were just like super busy, but like we were constantly like looking up stuff and like going to check out places, and yeah, like until something pops up, and like that's what you have to do, you know, just be sure that you have everything ready for like that day that something pops up, that you're ready to go. Like, that's how it was for us. Like, as soon as we found this place and they said like, cool, you're approved, like boom, here's the money, let's go. And yeah, like, it's just save up, you know, save up, make sure you're using your money wisely where it needs to go, and you're just gonna have to like reorient yourself and like kind of cut back on certain expenses.
It's a discipline of its own to have,
definitely,
because it's so tempting to, especially when you have more money than you need, you're like, damn, I could just like spend this money like on just fucking dumb shit, whatever, you know, this and that, like.
Yeah, and like before you can like kind of move up, like you have to be willing to cut back on a lot.
Yeah, you have to be willing to make, you know, sacrifices like crazy.
Yeah.
Like in order for the betterment of tomorrow or 5 years from now. The thing is to realizing that music is always a long game.
Yeah.
It's a long game. There's no cash out pension, you know?
And that's a tip in general for, like, anything that you do. Always play the long game.
Yeah.
Because it's just better for you in the long run. Like, it's always... An example is, like, okay, like, you get two options. Someone's going to pay you $2 million up front or $100,000 and royalties. A lot of people are going to want to take the $2 million because it's right there, $2 million. But play the long game. Get the $100,000 and get the royalties because you keep paying over time. It'll probably... add up to $2 million later on, maybe not, but you still get the continuous going. So it's the same thing with like anything that you do with music. Like, play the long game. Like, maybe you have a job that might not pay you as much right now, but like there's gonna be some good connections and or they're gonna have like better gigs later on, so like kind of like do that. Like, be okay with taking a pay cut in order to get something better in the long run versus just right then and there. No.
Yeah, and like a lot of too is like just paying your dues, you know.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
We leave Disney at like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Because we pay our dues, and we don't. Mm-hmm. We're ready to work, you know. Yeah. Like. You can't complain about money you didn't earn. It's just like, well, why don't I have this money? And then you're like not hustling, like you're not working.
Yeah.
So it's just like. But you have to be willing to do those things too, like. Yeah.
You can't, like, if you want certain things...
You're gonna have to work.
You're gonna have to work for it. Like, the other day, like, so we got this place. I knew I had to work, like, way harder than I was in order to be able to afford it. And so, like, we went to Disney. It was, like, 10 to 3 in the morning that we had practice? 10 p.m. to 3 in the morning?
9 to 3.
9 p.m. to 3 in the morning. I got out the next morning. I had to be on set for a background job at 6:30 in the morning. So I slept at the parking lot on set because there's no point in me going home. Like, that's what you have to do out here. Like, in order, like, and you know, it's not glamorous. Like, whatever you see on social media about people who like might look like they're winning and stuff, quote unquote winning, like. I don't even know how to explain. Like, don't believe everything that you see, cause it's a jungle out here. Like, you need to really work for your stuff, and like that's what we're trying to do with this, is like show you like the real side of like what actually goes down when you're like barely starting, and like the process. I think the process is the main thing we want to show you guys. Like, you know, like, this is where we are right now, and hopefully you guys keep following us, and see our like progression. You know. But like, we want you guys to give you guys advice, one, to like Because maybe right now you're like, oh, they're just getting started. They just want to start a podcast like everybody else, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I mean, yeah, sure. But also, like, you know, we read a lot. We have gone through, like, a certain amount of experiences, and we just want to make sure that what the little that we know so far, hopefully we can add some value into your lives and, like, a little gem that you get because here and there. Because
it's helped us, yeah.
Yeah, because ultimately these things have helped us, you know. Like, we were able to get this place by the stuff that we've read and the stuff that we've applied. We've been able to, thankfully, to get the work, like, we're really thankful for the work that we've been able to have. Like, honestly, we have some really good friends and some really good people that, like, have led us to good connections.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's all with, like, the discipline that we've had in our work. And, like, that's one thing that you're going to have to learn how to do is learn to discipline yourself in your work. And then...
Because all this...
With your money.
You know? Disciplining yourself in your work area should be first before even thinking about finances. Because how are you mm-hmm. going to start to think about checking, yeah. savings, this and that? When you're not even disciplined and a skill, you don't have
yeah.
a value to offer the world so that they can pay you. So it's just like, you know, obviously first, that's, I guess maybe we should have started there, but we didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, find a skill, you know,
yeah.
offer
yeah.
value to people and start actually getting money in your bank accounts,
yeah.
you know, so you can have one or two or three.
Yeah.
I have three myself. And,
yeah.
and you know, so you can have stuff rolling in.
Yeah.
The first thing is, you know, be ready, be willing to work, be willing to
yeah.
make the money, earn it.
Yeah, and if someone says that there's no money, that's bullshit.
Yeah,
that's
they're just not looking.
Bullshit.
They just don't want to work.
Straight up, like, a good example, like, if anybody wants to be an actor, there's so much fucking money in acting. Like, there's just money out there in general for everything that you want to do. Whatever you want to do, there's money out there. Like, there really is.
If,
like,
you're good enough at it, they'll find the budget
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, even if you're not good at it,
yeah.
like, honestly, like, but the reason I use acting is because, like, every time that I'm on set, like, as a background actor, like, I'm just shocked as to how much money they put into the production. Like, it could just be one scene, and, like, for that one scene, they have food, they have rental equipment of, like, cameras, they have rental equipment of, like, wherever they're shooting, like, if it's on land, if it's at a park, they had to rent out that space, parking, cleaning, security, like... That's not even mentioning paying all of the background actors that are there, plus the on top, like, the actual actors, like, directors, assistant directors,
producers,
production assistants, producers,
screenwriters,
video screen, like, all that right there, like, that's a shit ton of money.
Even if
they
pay each
out.
Person $10, it's still so much money.
Exactly, yeah, and, like, they don't get paid $10, trust me.
Yeah.
Like... As a background actor, you don't get paid much. But, like, everybody else, like, that's just, like, a lot of money. So there's money out there. You just gotta, like, be willing to go find it. And if you're barely starting, you don't have much of a choice as like, to what. Like, don't expect to just...
Jump into Hollywood.
Yeah, no. Like, you gotta pay your dues. You gotta... It's a gradual progression. Like, you take one step at a time, you know? Just... It's hard to be patient when you see everybody else, like, you know, like, already at, like, a certain level, but, like, they went through the same thing, too. You know, it doesn't just happen overnight. The term overnight success doesn't really exist because those people became successful overnight after they have 10 plus years of experience behind their belt. They just got the attention from one day to another, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, you know, yeah, work where you can, in order to start out, but there's work and there's money out there for you. Like, you just gotta find it. Be willing to do a little bit of digging in order to get that. And be open also to, like, kind of be flexible. Don't necessarily put all your eggs in one basket. Like, still kind of stick to the realm of where you're at. But just be open to, like, if something, like, if it's interesting to you and you get paid from it, why not, you know? Like, you never know where it can lead. Like, I want to do music. Music is my thing. Like, I love singing. I love performing. Like, that's mainly what I want to do. I like writing songs. And background acting came as an accident. Like, one of my roommates told me about it. And he's like, why don't you do it? It's good money during the week. I'm like, sure, why not, you know? Like, I can't. I wasn't gonna say like, nah, I'm gonna just do music. I mean, I could have, but like, I really don't have any choice.
So you build a bigger network, the more you work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, it's still in the arts for me, like acting, and honestly, it led to other things. Like, I got a speaking role in a short film. Like, probably wouldn't have been able to do that if I just stuck to doing one thing. So yeah, just be open to trying different areas, because I don't know, it's just better to be a little bit more versatile in a certain sense, to be able to get more work.
Yeah, I mean, everyone starts somewhere, like, mm-hmm. every person you see that's super successful, almost all of them, they start, you know, doing shit-ass jobs. Like, one of our friends, you know, he helps run a big animal shelter here, you know, for non-for-profit. Mm-hmm. You know, he makes, like, you know, he has a really good position there.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, he volunteered scooping up dog shit at a fucking shelter first. Yeah. And throwing the dead dog bodies out. So it's just like, a lot of people look at that and they're like, oh, he's so lucky. Or like, he did all that. Like, he was in the right place, the right time.
His dues.
But you, like, if that's what you want to do, maybe you can volunteer, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure they would need a hand.
Yeah. You got to start from scratch. Like, you're not going to...
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be, I don't know. If you want to be a painter, like, you're not going to be in the lure of, like, starting day one. Like, maybe, but that's, like, a one in a million chance. Like, you got to work at it. You got to hit that ground hard. Be willing to get your hands dirty and
take some dirty work. You know what? What's another thing that Gary Vee was writing about right there? Because he was, like, saying, he, like, talks a lot about, like, he's like, if you're complaining that, like, your parents want you to do XYZ, but you're still on their payroll.
Yeah.
He's like, get off their payroll and you can do, you know, what you want.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that kind of bleeds into what we're talking about, because that's the most important thing about getting these sort of things together, is that now you direct your life on your terms when you have these things together versus they dictate you.
Yeah.
Versus your money... You use your money, not your money uses you.
Yeah.
You know? And, like...
You're kind of, like... I wouldn't want to say financially independent, because I don't think we're... I guess, yeah, we're financially independent. I think, because there's a difference between financial independence and financial freedom. Like, I personally don't think I'm financially free yet, because, I'm still struggling, you know? Like,
but it's not, like...
But I do think I'm financially independent to the fact where, like, I know where I can get my money, and I don't have to ask for it. Like, I don't like borrowing money from anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't.
No, me either.
Because...
But I was saying that...
That's actually a good question. What are your thoughts on debt?
Well, I think that...
As a musician, or, like, in general?
I think that if you're going to get in debt, it's because you're investing in yourself, but even then, you shouldn't be, like, too stupid about it.
Yeah.
Like... You know, like, I talk about how I didn't go to the conservatory of San Francisco because I didn't want an $80,000 debt.
Yeah.
You know, that's $80,000 though. You know, like, that's a shit ton of money.
That is a lot.
You know.
What would you go $80,000 in debt for?
I don't think anything.
No.
I think I would only do it if I was investing in, like, on a big, big project that I would believe in. Like.
Yeah.
It would be have to be on something that I am very confident that I'm going to get an ROI on.
Yeah.
You know? Like. And something I can't do without, like.
Getting into debt.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I can't. Like, if it's, like, that's what it depends on,
then
I'll do it.
No, that's why I asked you, because, like, I feel like there's a big stigma around debt.
Yeah.
And yes, it's bad, but there's also good ways to get into debt.
Yeah, like, well, it's because we all have to get into debt and get out of it to have good credit.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's like, you are gonna have to get into debt no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, all of us are, because that's just how the world works, right?
Just be smart about it. Like,
you know?
Make sure that the things you're going into debt for, like, credit cards are dangerous. They're very dangerous because it's just
gives the illusion of money that you don't have.
Yeah, exactly. But like,
just make sure you're getting into debt for investments, not spending. So like, make sure that what if it's like something that you know is gonna make you money in the long run, but you don't have exactly the cash in order to pay for it right now, then yeah, like put it on a credit card and but just make sure like that you're gonna work hard to pay that off. And that thing that you bought or that you put it on a line of credit will help you produce more revenue, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, yeah, like that you could get into debt little by little and get out of it little by little.
Yeah.
But well, I think when it's stupid is when you get into a lot of it right at once. Yeah. It's just like, okay, let's not think about how I'm going to pay these $80,000 yet. Just fucking dive in head first.
Yeah.
Instead of maybe getting in debt for like, $1,000 or a couple thousand, then you know how you can pay that back, you know? And then you get into debt another couple thousand, and then you're like, okay, I know how I can pay that back. And then, you know, until you get in debt that you know you can pay back, you know?
I think a good book for just finances in general is that You're a Badass at Making Money.
Oh, yeah, we've said that one before.
Yeah. Like Jen. I just thought it would like be good to like reemphasize it. Jen Sincero, she just puts a good perspective on like what money is and like what our mindset around it is, and she talks about debt too, and I think it's just like a good book to read.
Good debt when you're getting yourself to debt that's gonna move you forward. Yeah. But if you're getting in debt for a fucking vacation around Europe, then I don't know about that. You know?
But even her like author of the book, she said that she went in $200,000 in debt, in order for like a personal life coach or something like that, but it's just like she knew that like that would ultimately benefit her, and yeah, it did. But she has a like 7-figure business now or something.
If you know that something is gonna benefit you like that, if you're really confident in it, then do it. Then you know, do it. But the thing is that once you get into a certain amount of debt, like it's gonna be hard for you to have a certain sort of freedom. Now you have to worry about paying that, you know?
Yeah.
And which is, that's my thing. It's like the less you owe, the better, because you have more freedom to do other things. Like to invest in yourself even, you know?
Yeah,
why are we gonna pay a debt that you're not even getting anything out of it?
Yeah.
Like
So like I think the main thing that we just wanna say is that one, it is possible to afford things that you want within a certain line of margin.
Like, and then doing what you want.
Yeah, be really realistic. Like, just don't expect to just get, like, start, how do I say it? Like, for us, to, like, barely move into LA and then live in a $4,000 a month loft. Like, no. Like,
yeah.
Takes time. Like, you're going to have to suffer it out a little bit, live in a house with, like, 8 motherfuckers, share a room. Que te espante con los pedos en medio de la noche. Like, it's just steps, you know, it's steps. Like, but just know that as long as you're working hard, like, be realistic with yourself. But I know that as long as you're putting in the work, you're being smart with your money, and you're just working as hard as you can, you know?
Yeah.
Like, in a smart way and respectful to yourself, like, those steps will eventually, it just falls
and
into place.
You know, learn the discipline of the work and know how to be like a personable person, so people wanna, you know, hire you back, and you can have these things because, you know, so a lot of it is like, it really surprises me when like musicians or people act a certain way, and I'm like, I don't understand why you're acting that way. Like, you need that money to live. Like, you need that money. This is what you do. And now you're acting in a way so people won't hire you. Like, what are you thinking? Do you want to switch careers, or do you just want to not make money?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's like another thing. Like, be on top of like how you are at work, and and
always be presentable.
Be presentable.
Be respectful.
Be respectful.
Don't
yeah.
be a dick.
Have a good attitude and try and do your best, you know? And someone says, it's pushing you to do something better, try and do it better. Like,
yeah.
Or else, you know, you won't even be able to get to the surface of the things we were talking about, like, and then it's even worse, you know, you'll feel frustrated and stuff. But sometimes when you're not, I feel like sometimes this is another thing that I think is good point to make, is that when you're not making the money that you want, mm-hmm. and like you're like it keeps happening, you have to like take a look at yourself and see why. And sometimes some people don't make as much money, like some musicians, for example, like that are really, really badass musicians, they don't make as much money as they could because they have a shitty attitude. Because mm-hmm. they show up to gigs feeling entitled because they know they're good and they want everybody to do what they say. And then guess what? People don't want to hire them anymore. And all of a sudden they're not making as much money as they could be because now they acted like an asshole with one person, and now that person told, you know, the rest of the community, hey, I said, wait, you know, he shows up to gigs like this and that.
Yeah.
And now this person who is still really good isn't getting as much work yeah. as he could, or the high paying stuff. Because the high, especially the more higher paying you get, they don't want to deal with your shit. They don't want to deal with your mood swings. Everything go fuck. They just want the work to get done. They need something done, and you have to do it. Whether you're in a shitty attitude or whether you're in a great mood, or whether you feel sick or you don't feel sick, once you have to, you know,
keep going. Isn't much, honestly. Talent really, like, it helps.
Yeah.
But it's. Not even half the battle. I would say talent is only
20%. Well, you know what's really interesting that you brought that up, is because I always tell this to people that like look at my videos of playing guitar, and they always tell me, "Oh, you're so talented." I really 100%. I swear this is my honest, true thought. I think I don't have any talent. I think that I just work really hard at doing it, and I'm very curious about getting better at my instrument and at music. So therefore, that's why I'm able to, you know, execute the way I do. Yeah. But I really don't think it's talent. I don't think it is.
Yeah, personally, for me personally too, like, I don't think, I think certain, and I don't even know if like, talent does exist. I feel like some people are born and, like, they just have a knack for something.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's certain musicians out there who are born and they were just born to be a musician and they're talented in that sense. I think I share that with you, that I don't think I'm one of those people. Like, I love music and I've been working my ass off it, like, in order to be at a point where I want to be. I'm still not at that point. Like, there's so many people out there who, like, play way better than me, who sing way better than me. And, like, it could be that they were born talented or they've just been working longer than I have. But I feel that I need to work really, really hard. For where I'm at right now, I've worked really hard. And, like, I need to work way harder to get to a point where I really want to be. And that brings me to another point in, like, finances. Like, you need to be willing to invest in yourself. Like, whatever you get paid, make sure you have a portion of that as well. To invest in yourself in order to get you at a higher level. In order so that eventually you can start making more money.
You know, Tyler talks about this too. The more you double down on your and investing in yourself, the more people start to see that, and they want to be a part of it. They want you to come work with them for them, do stuff with, like, betraying on projects, because they're like, damn, you know, that's someone who's investing in themselves, and they can bring that value to my project, to my work. Or
investing in yourself is never a bad idea.
Yeah, it's the best thing ever. Actually. Literally.
Like, it will, I want to say straight up, it'll 100% pay off.
Oh, yeah, it'll pay off.
One way or another.
100%, and it will change your life completely.
Yeah.
Of investing in yourself, like, that's, people see that and they respect that. And I think that for me, I've been able to, like, get, honestly, like, I don't mean to, like, sound, like, arrogant or cocky. Like, I've been able to get, like, really good gigs in a short amount of time here. Yeah. Like,
you have, like, it's not. I don't think, to be honest, I don't think it's arrogance or, like, cockiness. It's like, it's straight up fact. Like,
yeah,
like you got hired within the span of 4 months. You already got gigs at Disney, Universal Studios, and some pretty, like, good gigs, like, doing chambas.
I know, I played some good Hollywood parties and stuff now.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah,
and it's just same thing that we've just been telling you. Like, this one with your money, like. Main thing, we've said this in, like, pretty much every episode of our podcast, like, don't be a dick.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Just be a good person. I try to have, you know, the best attitude what I do, you know? And, like, I try to show up ready to work and all the time. It seems like I'm having fun. I'm doing there. Mm-hmm. I'm there because I want to be like. Be like, I think that's why people call me back, because I get the job done and I'm there. I do what they say and I,
yeah.
I'm there on time. I make sure I look, you know, what they need me to look and try and comply with them. And meet needs in the middle. With some of them, or you know, I'm willing to negotiate and work with everyone. So I think that's why I've been able to get work, is because you know people call me and then they realize, damn, this guy's chill. He gets the job done, and you know, and even if he doesn't know something, he'll try and learn it, and then he'll like,
yeah.
you know, put it into play. So, like, I try not to cause any problems for anyone. So. All that stuff leads to the financing. It's one. I think it's mixed, one and one. You can't have, you can't have one without the other. You know, you need to have both. You need to have both and sustain both, so you can keep it going.
Long game.
Yeah.
To keep it in the long game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think that's the main thing that we just wanted to like let you guys in on. And
yeah.
Only want to share with you that like, we did get a new place, and honestly, like, the fact that we have. People that support us, whoever like watches our podcast mm-hmm. or listens to our music, follows us on Instagram, like follows our posts, like honestly, thank you. Like it does give us more of a motivation to what?
Todos fans.
It does give us like more motivation to like just keep going, you know, like, cause it's not an easy like career to be in, definitely by any means. So yeah, we just wanted to share that with you guys, share some of our knowledge. And I mean, again, that's why we're doing this podcast. Like, we're no Gary Vee, we're no, I don't know, like some Paco de Lucía guitarist or like Pavarotti singer or whatever, you know, like we're just getting started. But again, like we're just trying to like give you as much value as we can with the stuff that we know. And share with you our experiences if you're planning on doing something similar that we are. And just know that like it's all a process. Like hopefully you guys keep following us and keep staying tuned to see where else, you know, where else we go.
Where else this takes us.
You know, I mean, we're even excited to see like where shit is taking us right now. Like
fucking Disney, man.
I mean, yeah, that's
3 a.m.
Yeah, like I never thought I'd be working for Disney, to be honest.
Yeah, I never thought I was gonna be overnight. I'm there overnight. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but yeah. So like, just main thing. Thank you guys for the support. We'll keep you guys tuned. We said last time we're gonna try and do this like as a weekly thing. I want to say it again that we're gonna try, but
we're gonna try.
Trying to be realistic, like it's gonna be a little hard because our schedule is literally all over the place right now, but yeah, just stay tuned. We're gonna try and be consistent with it, mainly for you guys to keep giving you guys some advice, and again, any topics you want to hear us talk about or you think that we might be able to provide some insight on, let us know. Yeah, give us a shout out and stuff, share, comment, reply. All of the above. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. 2 a.m. Los Angeles. Okay.